There are several risks to fidelity across time. What we'll see sometimes is that educators will get to a point where they're implementing an evidence-based practice fairly fluently and consistently, but across time, they sort of drift away from really implementing exactly the way a plan or an intervention was set up. And they maybe start dropping some components or adapting some components. And those drifts and those adaptations are really important to take note of. And the thing that's so important is not to assume that they're going to have negative outcomes, because maybe they will, maybe they won't. We need to be paying attention to them to make sure that the core components of that intervention are still being implemented. And if there were small adaptations made to make it fit into the classroom, some surface level adaptations, then maybe that's appropriate and will facilitate sustained implementation. But if we're starting to drift away or adapt from very major parts of those core components, where we're drifting away from implementing daily to implementing twice a week, or implementing from 50 minutes down to 30 minutes, we know that we're likely going to stop seeing the rate of student progress that we would see if the intervention was implemented with a higher level of fidelity. The other area where we see a big risk to fidelity is when for some reason an educator stops implementing, and there can be very good reasons for stopping implementation. Sometimes we're implementing an intervention with a student, and then the student's absent for a long period of time. And what we can see is that sometimes teachers have a hard time then starting implementation again when that student comes back.